needing money won't attract it. Abraham, one of my greatest disappointments as I've worked to help people find greater financial success is that those who needed the money the most had the least success with what I was teaching them, while those who needed it the least seemed to have the most success with it. That always seemed backward to me. It seemed like those who needed it more would try harder, and eventually they should have succeeded.
Anyone who is in a place of lack, no matter how much action they offer, attracts more lack. In other words, the powerful feeling outweighs any action that they offer. Any action that's offered from a place of lack is always counterproductive. Those who were not feeling need were not in a place of lack, so their action was productive. Your experience was in absolute harmony with the law of attraction, as is every experience. There is not a shred of evidence anywhere in the universe that is to the contrary of this that we are speaking of.
Also, what I noticed was that, by and large, those people who hadn't achieved much success or weren't very interested in even hearing about achieving success were people who had been taught that to want money was evil or immoral, and that the best thing for them to do was to remain where they were, even though they were unfulfilled.
The reason that many reach a place where they say that they do not have desire is because they've wanted and wanted and wanted. But because they've not understood that every subject is two subjects, they've given more of their attention to the lack of what they have wanted than to what they want. And so they continue to attract the lack of what they want. And then eventually they were just worn down by it. As a person begins to associate wanting with not having, so much so that to want is an unpleasant experience, then he says, I no longer want, because every time I want something, I get myself in this place of discomfort, so it's easier for me to just not want in the first place.